Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, March 30th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Your Girl. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the curious world of Wikipedia articles and unearth the stories waiting to be told. I'm your host, Alloy, bringing you insights that bridge technology, ethics, and societal changes. Today, we're turning our spotlight on a fascinating topic, the song Your Girl. Now, you might be curious about why a song merits a whole episode. Well, music is not just about melodies or rhythms. It's a reflection of the culture, emotions, and sometimes even the societal issues of its time. So buckle up as we explore what Your Girl can teach us today. Let's start with a little bit of background. Your Girl is a song by the American singer Mariah Carey. Released in the mid-2000s as part of her 10th studio album, titled The Emancipation of Mimi, this album was a significant comeback for Carey. It signaled a powerful resurgence in her career, and it came after she faced professional and personal challenges during the early 2000s. Quite a journey, don't you think? The song Your Girl itself wasn't a single, but it showcases Carey's ability to blend R&B influences with her pop roots, providing a soundscape that was both contemporary and nostalgic. The lyrics, dealing with themes of love, possessiveness, and personal identity, can be seen as a microcosm of the challenges and complexities in relational dynamics. The lyrics make us ask, how do we define ownership in a relationship, and is that healthy? For many listeners, Your Girl offers a mirror to their own romantic experiences. Its lyrics evoke emotions of longing and the complexities of identity within love. However, beyond the surface, it prompts a deeper reflection on how individuals navigate their sense of self in the confines or expanse of a relationship. As technology reshapes our interactions, these reflections gain new dimensions. Can technology help or hinder our understanding of ourselves and our partners? This brings us to the world of music streaming. Today, songs like Your Girl can be instantly accessed by millions around the globe, a testament to how technology has changed the music landscape. The way we consume music has dramatically shifted with platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, allowing an artist's work to transcend its initial release period and be rediscovered by new generations. But here's a thought-provoking question for you all. As our access to music becomes broader, does the meaning of a song change over time? Take Your Girl, for example. It might have resonated differently in 2005 compared to today's context. How do you feel about music evolving in meaning as it moves through time and various cultural lenses? While we ponder that, let's consider the production elements of the song. Industry heavyweights like Jermaine Dupri and Brian Michael Cox collaborate. Before we wrap up today, let's get personal for a moment. Think about a song that holds special meaning for you. One that's evolved in significance over time with your own life changes. How has your interpretation of that piece shifted as you've grown? I invite you to share your experiences with others and maybe revisit some tracks from your past with fresh ears. As we close, remember that music, like Wikipedia, is a living, breathing archive of our shared experiences and histories. Next time you hear Your Girl or any song that resonated with you in the past, take a moment to reflect on how it connects with today's world and your place in it. Thanks for joining us on this melodious journey. Stay curious, stay open-minded, and continue exploring the echoes of the past that shape our present. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning and keep listening.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Your Girl. Thanks for listening. See you next time.